Hello, everyone. Are these working as a motorcycle drives by?
Is this on?
I think so. We're going to find out probably tomorrow, as in Monday, as in when you're listening to this. The paradox has happened. Welcome to the zero issue, zero episode, zero something of Longbox Heroes.
Longbox Heroes?
Longbox Heroes, replacing on the dial your previous favorite podcast. Still the same two folks. I am Leonard F. Chikarson, joined by Todd Roker, who we've had quite the eventful last couple days, have we not?
It's been a little crazy. But that's what happens when you regenerate. It gets a little crazy.
Now, is this the second regeneration or the third regeneration? How does this, like, is the first time that we started doing a podcast 5 years ago or whenever it was our first regeneration? Or does that just be like...
No, see, well, yes, at the end of that podcast would be the first regeneration.
Okay.
So then after that podcast would be the second, and this would be the third for you. But you remember I did a crappy podcast even before that. So this is my...
What was the name of that show?
The Nerd Herd.
The Nerd Herd. Why do I forget that? Oh, my goodness.
Nobody go look that up.
I'm going to Google it right now.
But, yeah, so this is my fourth. I'm the scarf right now.
You are the scarf doctor, and I am the...
You are the James
Cowboy?
Bond...
Cowboy?
No, James Bond doctor. You are the adventure doctor.
The adventure doctor.
Yes, who wore the frilly... I'll give you a diagram. Actually, that's one of the things I want to do. One of those things. I want to give you all the doctors, and you can give me the names for each of them, and then that's the way I'll describe them to you.
You're going to send me a picture?
Yes.
All right, hang on.
Maybe we'll do supplement stuff. But anyway.
Oh, that's right. So, you know, as I'm sure you've heard, the show is no longer as it was previously, but we are going to continue doing a show. We just needed to take some time to kind of get our stuff together, kind of get the new site up, longboxheroes.com. It's still in the works. As you're reading this, there's probably only two posts on there. Hopefully there will be more. We're going to be a little bit more, since this is ours now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to rely on anybody else, other than Brian, who has been doing a great job, who has been working diligently to make things work and, kind of get things up and running in a very short amount of time. Cause as of today, like when this episode goes live on Monday, it's essentially a week since all of this has started.
It is actually kind of ridiculous. I actually showed like Dave and Tom at the comic shop the emails. I was like, when the deadline hit and then the emails started, I'm like, this is only 2 days of emails. And I'm just scrolling through my phone of going back and forth. And I do want to say, if anybody is listening, that it's all Brian and Leonard. The heavy lifting. Boy, I have to give credit where credit's due. You got a bug in you, and you went crazy in a good way and just got all this done. And Brian helped, and I want to thank you guys because I'm a lazy bum who just likes to talk about comics.
Well, it was one of those things where, like, you know, obviously my super secret science job at times gives me a lot of time to, you know, kind of work on things in a very quick fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other days where I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that when all this kind of lined up, I had a lot of time and I was able to get things done in a much quicker fashion than I would have, you know, than that much, much more beneficial for you, for Brian being very helpful as well. Like, I know like Wednesday he had his kids like second grade graduation, which is something that we talk about on Dadstractions, which eventually is all going to be part of like the same network sort of thing. Like, we're all going to kind of be one big happy family who kind of helps each other out for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that what that's like? Okay.
Well, we're going to find out what it's like
mm-hmm.
Here in the future. And I do want to thank everyone who's kind of hung by us. You know, a lot of our listeners, a lot of our fans who kind of maybe thought something was going on, assumed something was going on, hoped for the best, but felt the worst. And, you know, we're back. Only missed one episode. As I put in our little mission statement thing on the website, you know, we've done over 200 episodes over the last 5 years, And outside of the break in between the first show and the second show, I don't count the Nerd Herd thing.
No, I was just joking.
I can't even find it online, by the way.
Good, good.
Hopefully it's been completely scrubbed.
Yes, time has been rewritten. As that's an in-joke, but so it's gone.
So, yeah, so we're going to go forward. The shows are going to be every Wednesday like they've always been. It's going to be the same format as it's always been. You know, I still have the same notes. I just retitled. And how about Brian? God bless Brian. He's like, hey, do you guys have a Google Doc that you share notes on? And I wanted to wait for you to ask, what's a Google Doc?
Is that a different doctor?
He is the 13th and a half doctor.
The 11th and a half doctor was the Valyard, so we won't even get into that. But no, I have no idea.
Not real either.
It is a real thing. We have transporters. Do they count?
I don't know.
Okay. Is that a Google Doc? Is that like...
Oh, man, that's a great one.
You thought I was talking about Star Trek transporters.
It took a couple seconds for it to register.
I don't feel as weighed down with this show. I feel like I could do whatever I want and be an idiot, so...
Right, and it's still going to be, you know, I don't want to say family-friendly, but, like, Todd and I aren't filth mongers to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make sure that this is a show that, you know... I know our local shop, Comics on the Green, sometimes he'll have the show on in the shop when people are there, and he doesn't have to be embarrassed by what we're saying.
Right. And we're not going to start tearing stuff down just for the fun of it. I mean,
right.
I actually look at it as this is a new show. You're going to get everything that you got before,
mm-hmm.
but now you're going to get more.
Right. This is what we talked about. And the other thing that happened this past week was even if we were doing the other show,
mm-hmm.
Or even if we were able to get this show up and running, whatever was going on, if we were to record a show last week, we would not have been able to record a show last week because the power source on my computer died.
Mm.
And that was a 2-day ordeal because the place where I took it to weren't able to replicate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to replicate the problem of it's on for 5 to 20 minutes and then just turns off or freezes.
Mm-hmm.
If they just sit there and turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. No, it seems to be working fine.
Mm-hmm.
So not only were they not able to diagnose the problem, I had to diagnose the problem with a lot of help over the phone from Brian, but then I installed the brand new power source in my computer.
With your own two little hands?
With my own two man meaty hands, oh, yeah.
The same one you type on the keyboard with.
The same ham fist. So we wouldn't have even been able to do a show this past week, but when we were at the shop this past week, the ideas were flowing. Todd is not so much as an email guy, he's more of an in-person, let's talk things out sort of guy.
I kind of am, because I can't type, but I thought I actually came up with a good idea. I'm taking full credit for this one, so...
Right, and it has grown since then. Nothing has, you know, obviously, with the show, with us kind of being in control, masters of our own destiny, as it were, I'd emailed someone saying that we are going to succeed or fail on our own this time. We have no one to blame
mm-hmm.
if we fail, and we have no one else to take the credit if we succeed other than ourselves.
Yep.
And what Todd had come up with is, like, doing kind of, like, supplemental episodes, whether it be things that we add on to existing episodes or kind of like standalone things, maybe like, you know, a second episode during the week.
Ooh.
Kind of like an evergreen episode where Todd and I sit down with a friend of ours, maybe people in the business, most likely not, just good friends of ours, you know, who are like, let's say, a Moon Knight expert or a Star Wars expert or an Aquaman expert. And the three of us just sit down and kind of just talk all things that character or that property or that whatever.
Which I think is great because, you know, take something like Moon Knight. I've read 3 issues of Moon Knight.
That's it?
Right. Whatever is out in the Warren Ellis. I didn't get the 4th one. But, yeah, something like that. I know a little, you know, and let's go in. Let's have some fun with that, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that could be... You know, I'd rather talk to somebody who knows everything about it while I know nothing. I might learn a thing or two.
Or say it's somebody that you and I think we know a lot about, and then we get somebody on who really knows a lot about that character.
Exactly.
Right. or that property, or that whatever. And then, as I mentioned before, on the site, longboxheroes.com, you'll see that there's an article up, and there'll probably be another article that I already have ready to go. I actually got yelled at by Brian. I said, I'm going to have to break our webmaster's thumbs. And again, the only people involved in the site are me, you, and Brian. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an error, if there's a typo, if we get rejected by Amazon's affiliate program, it's because of something that one of the three of us did.
And most likely you or him, because I'm not very active,
right.
But I'm going to try to be. So hopefully, you know, I won't mess anything up too much.
Mm-hmm. And the article that I got yelled at by Brian because I put the article up about the other comic book podcast that I'm fans of. I put the article up on Saturday, and he goes, "Don't put articles up on the weekends. Nobody checks websites on the weekends. Like, those are the low traffic days."
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. So Tuesday, I have another article that's all ready to go. It's an article about, and this is going to be something that I'm going to offer to Todd, and I was actually contacted by about three or four people who are offering to write content for the site.
Oh.
That might be something we do in the future.
That could be.
Branch out to other people, friends of ours, fans of ours. You know who you are if you've reached out to us about writing stuff for the site. And if you have a decent Skype connection and you're an expert on, say, you know, Marvel's Frankenstein from the Tomb of Dracula or whatever, you know, maybe you'll be on the show. Reach out to us. Let us know. That's what we have the website for. That's what we have the email for, longboxheroes@gmail.com. You know, that's what we have the Twitter, longboxheroes, of. Let us know. You know, again, we can kind of be a little bit more freeform with the shows and the podcasts and everything else here going forward. But my article that's coming up, and I'm going to do a bunch more of them probably in the future, is me kind of writing up a single issue. Like a single issue story of mine that I love, kind of talking about it and seeing if it holds up today. Like, I pick it up today. Like, is the memory of it better than reading it in 2014?
Ah. Is that something that is strictly yours?
No, if you want to write one, if you have one that you want to talk about, you know.
Would that be...
I'm all for it.
Okay, just I don't want to do the gimmick infringement. I think that's what you call it.
We changed our gimmick. It's like when... It's like when someone would leave WWE and go to TNA or WCW, and they didn't have a name for them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Razor Ramon and Diesel left WWF for WCW for the NWO. For the first 2 months, their names were, "We know who those guys are."
Really?
Yes.
No, wait a minute. I thought there was a Razor Ramon and a Diesel at WWE while they were at WCW.
There was, and that even caused more mass confusion.
Oh, this is why I don't watch wrestling.
That's right. So before we get to the other thing that we have to talk about, kind of what we're going to close out the show with, Todd, I sent you through the Skype a picture of all the doctors.
Yes.
So that we're, or do you have the, can you look at that picture?
Yes, I took it down while we were talking, so, but I can bring it back up.
All right.
Very
so
quick.
You wanted me to tell you what I think all those doctors' names are.
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, you have the old man doctor.
Okay. Hold on.
Then you
go ahead.
Then you have Flutie McGee.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And then the third one, who I guess is me.
Right.
Is Mr. Bowtie.
Gotcha. No.
Scarf.
God. But anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, the 11 has the bow tie. But anyway, go ahead.
But not in the picture that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get so confusing.
The fourth doctor, of course, is Scarf Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth doctor is Dr. Nazi.
Dr. Nazi?
Yeah, he looks like an Aryan Brotherhood fella.
Okay.
Then you have Jerry Curl Doctor.
Okay.
Then you have Hat Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, what's the, Downton Abbey Doctor.
Downton Abbey Doctor.
Downton Abbey Doctor. Then you have early 2000s New Metal Doctor.
Okay.
And I used to know this guy's name, the 10th Doctor there. Mm-hmm. But I'll call him the Smiley Doctor.
Okay.
And then, of course, the other one's Matt Smith.
Wow. The only one I really like is Downton Abbey Doctor.
Downton Abbey Doctor?
Yeah. We're changing like some of those other ones.
You don't like early 2000s new metal Doctor?
That one I kind of like too. Bowtie Doctor has to go.
All right.
Because 11 was Mr. Bowtie.
Okay.
But and
we'll change 3 to Dr. Grandpa.
Dr. Grandpa. Yeah. And could we just make, he has celery. Number 5 has celery on his chest.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed that.
All right.
I'd like to get away from the Nazi Doctor.
All right.
And I don't know if he's Cricket Doctor, Celery Doctor.
Dr. D-Bag?
No. No.
No.
Oh, you're killing me. But I do like Dr. Downton Abbey.
He looks fancy.
Oh, I can't wait to make up more wrestling stuff to tick you off.
All right. Oh. I didn't do this to tick you off. This is my... I looked at these gentlemen, and that was my first impressions of them.
Gotcha. Oh, you're killing me.
So, again, this isn't going to be a regular episode. It's just kind of, you know, just kind of a test of things, making sure everything on the editing side is going to go good, making sure everything on the feed side is going to go good. But we actually have a Twitter question this week.
We do.
We do have a Twitter question.
Is it who's better, Leonard or Todd? I still want to use that question.
That will be, you know what, I was actually going to say, that'll be the one for our last episode, but we already had like 2 of those.
That's right. Don't wish anything too quick, but go ahead.
Absolutely not.
What is this wonderful question that you have?
All right. So we actually had a listener, Jay Bandoy. He was the one who chose the Twitter, he chose the hashtag for our last Twitter question. So I'm reaching out to you, the listeners. What should be the hashtag for the new Twitter question?
Ah, it's like when people back in the day when fans used to name the letters page.
Right.
Oh, this is good.
Or hey, Wizard Magazine, name this character.
Ooh.
Something like that.
Wizard Magazine? I remember that book.
I remember Wizard Magazine.
So do I. I know there's Wizard Cons.
There are Wizard Cons. Oh, and this will actually be the last thing that we have to talk about. Mm. Has the decision been made, Todd?
No, it hasn't.
So, next week, and we're going to talk about this more on episode 1 of Longbox Heroes this week. So, Todd has tickets already purchased for New York Con.
The one in June.
It's actually called Special Edition NYC, which is a terrible name.
It's like a Law & Order episode.
Yes. Oh, man. But then next week in Philly, they finally made the announcement that officially... Matt Smith and Karen Gillan are going to be there together.
My future wife.
Right. Matt Smith.
Yes.
So Todd is still up in the air whether or not he is going to go see his 2 favorite people in the entire world in Philadelphia, less than a 2-hour drive from here.
Okay, here's the situation as it stands.
Mm-hmm.
I have been offered a ride. And a hotel room. Clear and free. If I decide to go. All I have to do is come up with the ticket money. And then the price to meet my future wife and her fellow actor. But my future ex-wife. Because I like the companion that's with them now even better. let's just get them rolling. But I have to see if I can come up with the cabbage to meet him. That's the only reason I would go. Do you know what I mean? So
right.
It's whether or not I spend a lot of what I come home with from the New York Con will dictate that all I have to do is purchase the ticket and figure out what I'm doing.
Well, either way, what you decide, I'm excited to hear either story, whether just you go to Special Edition NYC or Philly or both.
I'm hoping to do both.
I'm hoping you do both as well.
Because that would be extra content of pictures with me with stars.
That's right.
With all...
And I say anything that we do from here on out is content.
Mm.
Content, content, content.
It's the 3 C's.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, it's 3 C's.
It's 3 C's. I changed my mind on the joke I was going to do.
That's right. I saw it today the other day. We were driving somewhere, and they had like a boutique. It was like Sally's Cuts, Colors, and Conditioning. And I'm like, that's not good.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. So, Todd, we've done about 20 minutes.
You're watching the clock again.
No, I just checked because I know you have important business to watch. I'm taking you away from the Tonys.
That is true. Tony Soprano, Tony Stark. These are all right. The Tonys that I watch. Yeah, my jokes aren't getting any better on the new podcast, just so you know.
I would not expect them to.
As a matter of fact, they'll probably be all the jokes from the last podcast. I believe in recycling.
Oh, man. So, you know, hit the plugs. Go over to longboxheroes.com for everything. Hopefully you'll have gotten this from the multiple tweets that we send out on Monday when the show goes live. I actually just got an email from Brian asking when the audio will be in the Dropbox. Shortly, Brian.
Oh, if I can manage the technology any minute.
Yep. You can follow Todd on Twitter at Roker the Joker, R-O-W-K-E-R the Joker. You can follow me on Twitter at L-F-C-H-I-K-A-R-A-S-O-N. You can follow the show on Twitter at Longbox Heroes. Soon we will be on iTunes, RSS feeds, the website, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Are we missing the way you get your podcasts? Tell us, and we will make sure that we are on there as well.
Carrier pigeon.
And then when we do it, then when we actually do it, it'll be done.
What? Are you saying people will be able to find us?
Oh, man. Hopefully, Amazon found us to tell us that we were in the wrong. We fixed that problem.
I was
upset when they said that there was a problem with our affiliate program, and I'm like, oh, somebody actually looked at our website.
That's right, there's one at the bottom in the counter.
Oh, man. No, actually, Brian was very happy with the numbers, but it's never enough.
Well, you know what? That we haven't gotten the push. As soon as we get on top of this, it's going to be crazy. Once I hand out some flyers, it's on. Mm-hmm. It is on.
I'm going to go somewhere where it says post no bills, Todd. And you know what I'm going to do?
Put up pictures of Bill Clinton.
I'm going to post some bills, man.
Oh.
All right, so I think that's enough of show for this week, because we're going to do more. We're going to do more. Wednesday, we're back right in the saddle of things. Episode 1, Longbox Heroes. Same show you knew, new numbering, same creative team. You don't have to worry about us getting pulled off the show before the first episode goes to print.
This ain't DC.
Oh, boy. Poor DC. All right, so for Todd, this is Leonard signing off for the 0 episode of Longbox Heroes. And we'll see you in like 2 days. Have a good night, everyone. Boop!